For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The Michigan Shakespeare Festival opens tonight in Jackson. The festival's artistic director, Janice Blixt, tells me that she took a go-big-or-go-home approach to picking the plays to mark their 25th year.
Looking at what the company has produced in the past and how long it's been, I just decided, you know what, it's time for some Lear.
That would be King Lear, of course, Shakespeare's tragic story of an aging king of Britain and his desire to divide his kingdom amongst his three daughters.
King Lear is one of those shows that you don't announce that you're doing unless you have a King Lear. And we fortunately have John Leppard, who Michigan audiences will recognize from all of his work at the Williamston Theater, where he's the executive director, and at Purple Rose and at Tipping Point. And he's also one of those people that when you see him, you go, oh, that guy, because he's been so much on television and in movies and small roles here and there. So having John made that one an easy choice. So that is our flagship show. And yes, that show is dark.
We point out how dark Lear is to explain the festival's typical approach of staging both a Shakespearean tragedy and a comedy each season. For this year's comedy, Blixt turned to The Two Gentlemen of Verona. Two Gents is well known for its themes of the pursuit of love and mistaken identities. This will be the first time it's staged at the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. Blixt says, despite its notoriety, many festival goers have told her they've never seen it.
That show is about 90 minutes. There's no intermission. We have six actors playing all of the characters in it. So there's a lot of jokes about character changes and stuff, and all of them at some point play a dog. For anyone who's thinking Shakespeare might be a little scary or something difficult for me to sit through, this is a great primer.
The other show selection tradition at the Michigan Shakespeare Festival is a third classic that wasn't written by Shakespeare. For that show this season, Blixt has selected Cyrano de Bergerac, the tale of a charming, lovelorn man whose enormous nose hobbles his romantic self-confidence, a story that has inspired adaptations like the 1987 Steve Martin film Roxanne.
For me, it was, again, like I said with King Lear, it was coming down to the availability of an actor who I thought could do it without, this is going to sound crazy, but without drama involved. Like, he would throw himself into it and just really make this happen. And that means I need to find an actor who is a terrific fighter, who has the charm that my audiences expect and appreciate. And so I got really lucky this year.
You know such a man.
I do know such a man. David Blixt, actually, my husband, who has been our fight director for 10 years and who I met acting at the festival, is playing Cyrano de Bergerac this year.
If you want to think of that casting as nepotism, go right ahead. Blixt has also cast her children, 13-year-old Dashiell and 12-year-old Evelyn, in small parts with their dad. All three shows are staged at Jackson's Bauman Theater from July 11th through the 28th. The Michigan Shakespeare Festival then moves to the Village Theater in Canton from August 2nd through the 18th. Find the complete schedule at MichiganShakespeareFestival.com. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. We note that the Michigan Shakespeare Festival is a WKAR underwriter.